Welcome to the 2012 Chords of Distinction Award Ceremony. I'm Ken Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life and Dean of Students, and it's one of the greatest privileges that I have in my role is working with student leaders who are involved in many different co-curricular activities on our campus. The students sitting here before you have worked in a lot of different areas: student government, athletics, student clubs and organizations, drama productions, musicals and choir, just to name a few. In addition, all of them are students. And to borrow from the NCAA about student athletes, almost all of them will be going pro in something other than their co-curricular activities. That will likely be something related to their academic major, but not necessarily. Proverbs 22:1 says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold." All of the students that we are recognizing here today are ones who have earned a great reputation that will follow them all the days of their lives. That's the legacy of being a Chords of Distinction recipient. It doesn't mean that any one of them is perfect. We know, since we invited parents and family, that family members and even friends could tell stories to remind each of the recipients of that. But today, you'll get to hear some of their outstanding accomplishments. However, I couldn't stand here before you in chapel today without being reminded that this class of 2012 lost one of its members, Theo Yoder. Theo didn't get a chance to be present to graduate with the class today. Since Theo was in my transition section his first year, I was privileged to get to know him perhaps a bit better than other first-year students, and our relationship remained positive and upbeat despite his repeated bouts with cancer. In his sophomore year, when he was serving as an MA, Theo advertised "Smoking with Theo." Now, since we had a pilot program testing a smoking area on campus, I asked him what was going on with that. Theo just laughed and said, "That's what I call my Bible study." I guess it does have theological connections. Actually, I had heard that from Hannah Wenger, now Richter, but I just wanted to hear Theo explain himself on that one. Well, those are the kinds of students that represented this class of 2012. And their sense of humor and time spent laughing together were essential to prepare them for their time spent crying together. I don't want to be morbid by mentioning Theo's death, but it is important for each of us to remember that we cannot take any day that we have together for granted. Since you and I don't know when we will have our last day on this earth, I'm glad that we can at least celebrate the accomplishments of the students we are recognizing here today. Now, if you look at the back of your program, you will also find a list of students who were nominated for the award, and they completed their application by sending additional personal information about their volunteer activities. They are also to be congratulated for making a difference on the campus and in the community. Please take note of these students by name, and I'd like all those who are here from the class of 2012 to stand and be recognized if they were nominated among this list. For those who are here, please stand. Let's give them a round of applause. And now the reason that you're here. Each year, Eastern Mennonite University awards 10 of its graduating seniors with a special honor: the privilege of wearing the blue and gold Chords of Distinction for the commencement ceremony. These 10 recipients for 2012 met the following Chords of Distinction criteria in exceptional ways that you'll be hearing about shortly: their effect on the internal community, their impact on the institutional image, their impact and on the external communities, and being in good standing academically and behaviorally. Each recipient will be recognized in the honor and honored in the order that they are listed in the program. One recipient, Grace Engel, is receiving the Chords of Distinction in absentia. we will proceed in the order they're listed until all are recognized. And then President Lawrence Schwarzentruber will have the closing blessing. So we will begin with Dr. Peter Dula.
I'm calling my tribute to Ben, the Ben Bailey How-To Guide to College in 8 Steps, to be distributed to all prospective seniors. First, find a Christian, not too evangelical college far away among a primitive tribe that you know next to nothing about. Second, when you get there, surround yourself with a bunch of good friends who are insiders to that tribe, and be sure at least 2 of them are from Iowa. Start dating 1 of those friends, not necessarily an Iowa one, and to guarantee it will be interesting, make sure she hates the thing you love most. 3, find a passion to concentrate your energies. It should be something that is more of a lifestyle than a hobby and that puts your hands to work. It should have a political and environmental edge. Since you are in one of the most beautiful places on the East Coast, make sure it gets you outdoors. It could be lots of things, but in the Ben Bailey Guide to College, it is cycling. 4, impress a professor into finding funding to set up a campus bike shop for you and your friends, and then also give you academic credit for managing it. You use that club to promote a vision of sustainability in which fun is not an afterthought, and a campus cycling culture that is not elitist or male-dominated or excessively earnest. 5, befriend the most eccentric local bike mechanic you can, preferably also from Iowa, and watch, listen, and work long and closely enough that by graduation you have not just the degree you came for, almost, but a trade that will get you employed anywhere in the world. Use that skill to help overhaul the local community bike program, while at the same time learning courage and patience with shoestring nonprofits. 6, befriend these mountains and take long, epic rides in them with your friends, sometimes at midnight when it's snowing. 7, start a marvelously written blog called Benonite. Google it. Include photos of the gravel roads around Singer's Glen and the George Washington National Forest, creeks and mountains, advice on eating breakfast of bacon and donuts, pithy lessons on how to live a life of adventure, and links to very good music. 8, and last, read Stanley Hauerwas closely enough that you don't just repeat him, but instead become able to improvise on the same ancient melodies that he is in fact improvising upon. For example, call your vision of Christian community unintentional community, even if you have to learn the hard way that such communities include both the living and the dead. Learn to define that community as, quote, this is from one of Ben's papers, a group of people who come together through some act of providence combined with a degree of concerted effort and find their values are not so much intended, but created, inspired, or formed over time through relationship. Congratulations, Ben.
Brendan? Brendan Durstein came to EMU determined to give and receive as much as he possibly could from his college experience. He's purposeful, conscientious, confident, serious about Christian faith with all its questions, and cares about the people around him. One would have been lucky to travel with Brendan on the Syria, Israel, and Palestine cross-cultural last year. That experience is just one of many which tapped into his curiosity about history, religious faith, and religious conflict, and how to be an effective learner. He cares about exploring diverse points of view, For example, his senior history research paper explored the dynamics of a church split many years ago in his home congregation. He's had broad involvement on campus, including Student Government Association, SGA, Chamber Singers, Peace Fellowship, Intramural Sports, and the Student Education Association. He was also a very highly valued history department assistant. And I've been privileged to interact with Brendan, first in his ministry assistant role, then as a pastoral assistant with Campus Ministries. He's been a go-to person for leading worship and singing, even for video production, for productions, featuring himself in a toga, in a tree. He's given significant leadership to celebration, been a delightful, engaging presence with chapel planning, and spent last summer as a pastoral intern in his home congregation with the Ministry Inquiry Program. In his college years, he's also worked as a camp counselor two summers, with a gift for relating to middle and high school age youth. He clearly has the kinds of servant leader qualities which are vital to EMU and to the wider church. But equal to Brendan's passion for ministry is his desire to be an exceptional educator. Here's a sampling from those who observed him as a teacher and as a student. These are quotes. Extremely poised and confident in front of the classroom. One of the most conscientious students I've ever had. He is going to be a great teacher. Clearly cares not only about his own education, but about the way a course works, about how others are doing in the class, and even about the professor. Works to facilitate good interactions among people. An excellent thinker. Have been surprised by the insightful connections he has made between different areas of knowledge. Pushes ideas in creative and interesting ways. And finally, he will be an asset to the school that is lucky enough to get him. Brendan was selected by the Teacher Education faculty here at EMU for the Courage to Teach Award. But perhaps his most admirable trait was highlighted by someone who's known him for a long time. He's a hard worker and has an exceptional ability to keep himself balanced amidst all his commitments. Brendan will have a very, very positive impact on many young people as his life continues to unfold. And I'm honored to present Brendan with the Cords of Distinction.
Brendan Thomas Habron, the first day you walked in with a hesitant gait and sat down in the front row of my intro to sociology class, were you in the right place? Your hair was shorter, actually a lot shorter. Your engagement tentative, yet genuine, and your eyes were wide open. That was fall 2008. You weren't Mennonite, you were a first-generation college student, and you were unsure of your place on our campus. Over the next 4 years, your steps became more intentional. You developed your voice as an advocate for sexual minorities, and you became a social change agent here on our campus. You now walk with purpose and are known by many. You have patiently and persistently helped us see that we have choices in how we create community. Who's included? Who's excluded? You've lobbied hard for students on our campus to have a safe learning environment where they can grow academically and socially. You've helped us open our hearts, stop using harmful language, and stop asking others to hide their identities. Over your 4 years, you've been active in the student organization Safe Space, completed an internship at the Human Rights Campaign in DC, served as a community advisor in our residence halls, represented the EMU student body and SGA, Royal Society, EMU Faculty's Undergraduate Council, and the QEP Strategic Planning Committee. You've participated in Gonzo Theater, served as stage manager, assistant director, dramaturg for various theater performances, and directed a reading of the Laramie Project as part of the Voices Toward Inclusion Weekend in 2010. This semester, you worked with Jason Good as a teaching assistant for the course Social Behavior and Diversity. And over the past year, you've written an original full-length play, social justice theater piece, entitled Faith, Hope, and Love, or something like that, which was performed as a staged reading last weekend on our campus. You gave more than 450 hours to this work, and the funds you raised were given to the Trevor Project, suicide hotline for gay teens. You found your voice and spoken into some of our silent spaces, always willing to reach out to meet and talk together with students, faculty, and staff from very diverse perspectives. Your hospitality and welcome has fostered healthy and occasionally wildly animated conversations. Thank you. You've inspired me to be more caring, more attentive to harmful words and characterizations. You've made this campus safer. And you have found much healing and wholeness here at EMU. You've done some amazing soul work. As one of Brandon's teachers and mentors, I am pleased and honored to present Brandon Thomas Habron with EMU's Chords of Distinction.
Katie has worked tirelessly as a leader, motivator, and ambassador, promoting EMU's shared values of Christian discipleship, community, service, and peacebuilding. Katie has continuously found ways of integrating her care and concern for God's people and God's creation in her work on campus and in surrounding communities. Katie was known to those around her as a person of action, working to motivate and energize peers to become more involved in their campus and community. When she first arrived at EMU, Katie was quiet and reserved, characteristics that you still might use to describe her when you first get to meet her. But it's been a joy to see her leadership blossom over the last 4 years. One of the things I'll always remember about Katie is a conversation we had a few weeks ago when we were talking about how students change over their time here at EMU. And she said, take me. I was quiet and reserved, and now I'm busting kneecaps. And I don't think that's truly her leadership style, but she does have a way of getting people to contribute to. She's been most active in the Earth Keepers organization, and after participating, I would say, in a somewhat languishing Earth Keepers organization her first 2 years, she took co-leadership of the group with fellow student Josh Kanegi. Within a semester, the number of Earth Keepers participants, events, and programs increased dramatically. Katie has been at the center of new and expanded campus-wide initiatives, such as the Sustainability Mini-Grant Program, the Campus Chicken Project, and has led and organized community events and trips to off-campus conferences and rallies, all of which have helped generate more commitment and excitement among its members than has been seen in over a decade. Katie has also coordinated student volunteers for EMU's composting program, helped plan the campus garden, community-supported agriculture, CSA, and helped promote sustainability and its integration into the curriculum by serving as an intern for the Peace with Creation project, and in doing so been a tremendous help to me as well. Katie has also served her fellow students and community as a dedicated tutor in writing and Spanish for the Academic Support Center. She has volunteered at local Patchwork Pantry as an interviewer for Spanish-speaking clients and participated in 2 Y-Strip Spring Break service trips. She is also active in our Community Place outreach program and Early Church. On top of all this, she shows extraordinary dedication to her studies and will graduate from the Honors Program with an unblemished academic record. But Katie also knew how to have fun. Despite her innocent demeanor, her friends will tell you that she is quite the accomplished practical joker. I think I've heard that she's even been active the last couple days, from what I understand. Some of these, I think, were in response to the endless jokes that she had to endure about her lovely but incredibly sparsely populated home state of Nebraska. But she loves so much and will be quick to defend. The list of Katie's accomplishments and history of service at EMU could continue, but if asked, she will tell you that helping others is one of her core values. She recently wrote that, quote, "Everyone has something to share with someone else, even if it's small, and that includes me." She is grateful for what she has received at EMU, the people she's met, the array of viewpoints and perspectives she's encountered. And one way she expresses this gratitude is through helping others and caring for the environment. She has inspired me with her energy, engagement, faith, and a firm belief that change can happen. And it's an honor for me to present Katie with the Cords of Distinction.
Clothilda Datto Johnson is well known and highly respected around campus for being a hard worker, responsible, and a caring heart as she offers a helping hand. Clothilda has always willing to help, even when she is short on time. I rarely, if ever, hear her say no to helping someone out or taking on a new responsibility. In fact, as a former supervisor, I've often encouraged her to say no to many things for fear of her being overwhelmed or burned out. I'm not sure that she's always followed my advice, as she has indicated that I desire to put others first and give wholeheartedly. Throughout her 4 years at EMU, she has consistently put others first. When the International Student Organization needed a speaker for chapel during International Education Week, this first-year student agreed. And while she was terrified of public speaking, she presented like a seasoned professional. Clothilda gave of herself to many departments, clubs, and organizations to campus, including but not limited to the International Student Services Office, the Health Center with TDAP, the International Student Organization, the Black Student Union, the Latino Student Alliance, campus ministries as a ministry assistant, and a co-leader for the spring break service trip, a tour guide for Royal Society, a tutor for the Academic Support Center, a summer assistant for conferences and events for 3 years, and was part of the Global Connections Hall, a living learning community. Clothilda's influence and service was not limited to just the EMU campus. She found ways to give of herself to the local community. She volunteered at Gift and Thrift and the Harrisonburg Rockingham Thermal Shelters as HEARTS, serving meals, playing games, and just being a presence. She is actively engaged in the Anglican Church in Harrisonburg. Her commitment and dedication to the VAS activities is a testament to her character and her desire to be compassionate to all. When asked why she does service and volunteer work, she says, "To keep myself busy, to offer a healing hand when needed, to be more open-minded, to make connections, to grow spiritually, to be an advocate, and most importantly, because I love it." Mother Teresa once said, "Spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier." Clothilda, you have always made people happier. You have a wonderful ability to connect and demonstrate care to others, coupled with your tremendous passion for service. You truly are an extraordinary young woman. Thank you for all that you have given to Eastern Mennonite University and the local community. You truly have embodied EMU's shared values, Christian discipleship, community, service, and peace building. It is a privilege to present Clothilda Johnson with EMU's Cords of Distinction for 2012.
Switching it up. I was going to sing a song, Here We Go Again, but I'm not. Katie Landis embodies soaring creativity, grounded truth-telling, and authentic caring. Katie's creativity flies like the wings of a butterfly, dipping gracefully on the glossy images of the Shen and the flickering light of photos for marketing services, or the surprising motion in the still world of her cinematographs. Katie's visual work is often behind the scene, literally behind the screen as a CG operator during the Pittsburgh Youth Convention, ensuring that all song lyrics were on the screen at the right time. Her visual works document and cultivate memory in both the weather vane and the Shen. Her t-shirt designs adorn the student bodies roaming the campus, while poster designs have plastered the doors and walls of many spaces. Katie's grounded truth-telling is harder-edged, seeking first to understand cultural systems, biases, and boundaries. She then exposes them in art and action. She peels back the layers of gendered assumptions like an emulsion, leaving only the shape and form behind. She imagines safe zones of conversation and nights that are not hidden by darkness. Katie is not one to complain without getting involved, and was active in SGA and other campus activities like Earthkeepers and Take Back the Night. Katie crafts with lens and light, with microphone and computer, compelling stories of sustainable living and challenging visions. Katie turns this gaze back on herself as well to understand what she herself creates and embodies. She asks for honest feedback to her work, listens carefully, using this process to hone and shape her creativity and ideas. Katie listens below the surface of casual conversation to hear the murmurs of depression and anxiety, the tears of loss and the pain of abuse. She listens carefully, offering her time and her caring. She mentors these friends on the long journey through the darkness. Katie has amazed us, loved us, inspired us, been honest with us, and served us. She has embodied what is the best of this community with her soaring creativity, grounded truth-telling, and authentic caring. It's a great honor to give you these, Katie.
Rebecca, described as a campus gem, initiated her sojourn at EMU in 2008 by biking with her father over 500 miles from their home in northwestern Ohio. This act describes who Rebecca is, committed, deeply engaged with her surroundings, and comfortable taking a different road. Rebecca lives an integrated life. Worship, work, service, and recreation are inseparable in her being, creating an EMU/Harrisonburg/broader world life tapestry. On campus, she wove in strands of service as a ministry assistant, leading YPCA spring break trips, participation in the bike class and club, and developing meaningful relationships and friendships with classmates, international students, and immigrants working at EMU. Rebecca formed an intramural volleyball team of international students and helped create an intentional community of students from different backgrounds and cultures. During her first year, she could be found in the academic support center, driven by her desire to make sure she understood absolutely everything in each one of her classes. Later, she became a tutor for students in nursing and in Spanish. Community strands in Rebecca's tapestry included a 4-year commitment to our community place, including participation in its early church congregation. She initiated surplus food delivery from the EMU cafeteria to homeless shelters and volunteered at Waterman Elementary School, assisting Spanish-speaking parents to understand better what was going on in the classroom. One summer, Rebecca volunteered in Rochester, New York, and another summer found her in Bolivia, offering herself as a healthcare worker in a daycare center and hospital as part of the Ministry Inquiry Program. Rebecca wove together the highest ideals in her development as a professional. She achieved the highest nursing GPA in her class in December and volunteered with PIMU, the Nursing Honor Society, collaborating with JMU student leaders from across town to plan the Honor Society events. She offered her Spanish abilities and went beyond course requirements with persons needing connections to resources or advocacy. She once rode all over Harrisonburg on her bicycle, searching for a family with a child at risk who had been discharged from a regional hospital with insufficient follow-up. Eventually, she found them and still stays in touch. Rebecca commented that she chooses to serve because something in me calls me to help my friends. I say friends because they're just a person I don't know, but once I start getting to know them, they become friends. She sees herself as an agent to offer God's forgiveness and love to others. Others see Rebecca as creative, always positive, and one who sets a positive example for other students in all aspects of life. She's honest about her own struggles and in faith and calling. Her sincerity touches people. She takes time to connect with others out of compassion and an insatiable curiosity. We recognize and honor this humble, self-giving life tapestry with the Cords of Distinction.
I first met Michelle Ramirez when, as a freshman at EMU, she came to work as a community assistant for the Multicultural Services Office. Right away, Michelle became a key player in the planning and execution of many of the programs and events sponsored by our office. During her time working at the MCS office, Michelle demonstrated a keen sense of attention for details, a remarkable disposition to work as part of the team, as well as great passion for the vision and mission of our office. She is also an innovator who enjoys challenging the status quo whenever possible. She does this, however, with humble spirit, always asking well-thought-out and insightful questions. At EMU, she also has been an officer with Latino Student Alliance, LSA, for four consecutive years, her junior year as vice president and her senior year as co-president. She was also a member of Social Work is People, where she functioned as treasurer during her senior year. Furthermore, Michelle has been an important part of the International Student Organization during her 4 years at EMU. In the community, Michelle has been heavily involved with New Bridges Immigration Resource Center, where she has done work study and voluntary assignments for a number of years. Part of Michelle's work there has been coordinating the model Mexican consulate visits to Harrisonburg to work with undocumented immigrants from that country, providing them with some kind of ID. Michelle gets this inclination for service from both her parents, who have modeled before her the importance of volunteerism and service to others in need. Michelle is a bright young woman with a promising future in the field that he has just chosen. I'm positive that she will go out there to make a difference in the lives of a significant number of people in this and other communities. We are all proud of you, Michelle. You have demonstrated that everything is possible with hard work, dedication, and the internal motivation to become someone of significance. As someone whose mission in life is in great part to make sure that young people that belong to underrepresented minority groups in higher education thrive and succeed in it, it is a great honor and a privilege to offer Michelle Ramirez with the Blue and Yellow Cords of Distinction in recognition of her dedicated work both inside and outside the EMU community. It's for you.
Jennifer Littweiler was not able to be here, but she prepared part of this presentation, and so I'll read her part first. I had the privilege of meeting Andy Richter on his first weekend of orientation at EMU while having his transitions class to my home. That day and throughout the semester, Andy emerged as a natural leader, energetic, an includer of others, initiator of great conversation, and one of the most positive and optimistic persons I have ever met. It has been such a joy watching him grow as a person, student, athlete, musician, leader, friend, and husband. Andy has served the EMU community through service as President and Vice President of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Co-President and Member of Royal Society, Community Advisor, Ministry Assistant, Chamber Singers, Varsity Baseball Captain and Player, and informal mentor, coach, and friend to many students. He has also served the broader community by volunteering with Our Community Place, Turner Ashby High School, and Children First Day. Andy is the 2012 recipient of the EMU President's Award for Excellence in Athletics, Academics, Leadership, and Service. And the next part from me. An encounter with Andy is genuine and welcoming. It almost always begins and ends with a firm handshake or often a gigantic bear hug. His laugh cannot be contained and should not be contained. He lives his life out of a place of joy and gently strives to share his joy with others. If Andy is in public, there's almost no such thing as a private conversation with him. Most of the time, that's just fine because transparency and integrity are values that are important to Andy. Andy is a person of strong conviction and character, yet holds his convictions in beautiful tension with an overwhelming desire to connect with people, even people who sometimes see the world very differently than he does. On a Myers-Briggs indicator test, Andy is a 100% E. He has a profound sense of caring for and desire to connect deeply with people, as well as a strong sense of self-awareness to know when to set appropriate boundaries. I'm extremely grateful not only to have had Andy as a community advisor in Parkwood Apartments for 2 years, but also to call him a very dear friend. Jen and I both, and many others at EMU, thank you, Andy, for your significant contributions to the EMU community. Your leadership, enthusiasm, and positive influence are appreciated and will be remembered for years to come. We wish you the best as you continue to pursue God's calling for your life and vocation.
Perhaps you can understand why I feel sorry for many of you, because you don't get to work at EMU. But for those of you who are family and friends, I want to offer my thanks for two things. One, that you played an enormous role in the nurture of these young adults. And secondly, that you gave us the opportunity, a sacred opportunity, to walk alongside them for these last years. Because we take that very seriously, and these are among the best, and they represent many, many other students on this campus who have their own stories and who contribute to us not only while they are here, but will contribute well into the future, and that's yet another exciting thing about working at EMU is we have the opportunity to connect with our alumni as they serve in the name of Christ all over the world and as they offer their gifts to not only the church but to the world and the communities in which they happen to live. So I thank those of you who are parents for giving us the opportunity to walk alongside them and for your part in nurturing them before they ever arrived on this campus. And every year we say goodbye to the seniors and wonder if anyone else will replace them. But with many years of experience, we recognize there is yet another budding group that will step up, even as they are as sometimes underclassmen, but they will step up and take their leadership roles as well. And for that, we are grateful. I invite you now to join me in a prayer of blessing for these and all of our graduating seniors this weekend. Let's pray. God, you have given us a sacred opportunity and responsibility and the joy of walking together as parents, friends, siblings, grandparents, communities of faith, professors, staff members, coaches, all of us together walking this journey of faith. And as we painfully understood this year in new ways again, sometimes that journey ends far too soon. And that reminds us of your faithfulness and reminds us of the importance of living each day to the full, to honor each other with the gifts that you have given us, and to receive those gifts from each other. And as we walk through this commencement weekend, we acknowledge it's bittersweet, grateful for all that we have enjoyed together, grateful for the growth even through painful experiences, yet pained by the realities of separation. And today we give you thanks for the gifts of these young adults who will join thousands of other Eastern Mennonite University alumni who are serving all around the world, doing their part to bring your kingdom on earth. I pray that you would energize them by the grace of your Spirit, that you would endow them with enthusiasm for whatever vocations you have called them to, that you would surround them with love and care, provide for them the mentors that they will continue to need in the years ahead. And for all of that, we give you thanks for the opportunities to be in relationship. Bless them, we pray, with your love and care. Amen. Thank you. Join us in prayer overnight for a good day tomorrow. For good weather. I don't know what the update is. It's been changing. Stay tuned. If we should choose to go inside, which none of the students will want us to do, and they will give us yet one more piece of their mind if we make that decision, the reality is we may do that only because it would be more comfortable. And we don't take as many chances as we used to when we had to crowd everyone into Lehman Auditorium and then only gave 4 tickets per graduate. So this way we can handle everybody inside, but we're still anticipating we're going to be outside tomorrow. Pray to that end, even though not sure God really cares whether we're in or out. Reality is we'd prefer to be outside. It would be much more fun. Enjoy this evening's baccalaureate service, and we'll see you all tomorrow.